Parkinson's disease is a progressive neurological disorder that affects movement and can significantly impact a person's quality of life. While the disease is often associated with tremors, its symptoms and effects are far more complex, affecting both motor and non-motor functions. In this episode, we'll explore the early signs of Parkinson's, the treatment options available, and the importance of support networks in managing the disease. Along the way, we'll share stories of well-known figures and personal connections who have navigated life with Parkinson's, providing insights and inspiration. Welcome back to Health Square, where we dive into health topics that touch the lives of many. I'm Bills, and today we're discussing Parkinson's disease, a condition that has affected countless individuals, including some of the world's most beloved public figures. Understanding the early signs, available treatments, and the critical role of support can make a significant difference for those living with this challenging disease. Understanding Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's disease is a degenerative disorder of the central nervous system, primarily affecting the motor system. It occurs when certain nerve cells in the brain, specifically in the substantia nigra, begin to break down or die. These cells produce dopamine, a neurotransmitter that plays a key role in sending messages to the part of the brain that controls movement and coordination. As these cells deteriorate, dopamine levels drop, leading to the symptoms associated with Parkinson's. One of the most famous figures to battle Parkinson's disease is Muhammad Ali, the legendary boxer. Ali was diagnosed with Parkinson's in 1984, 3 years after he retired from boxing. His diagnosis shocked the world, but it also shone a light on the disease and brought much-needed attention to its effects. Despite his condition, Ali remained active in public life, becoming an advocate for Parkinson's research and inspiring many with his resilience and determination. Early signs of Parkinson's disease. The early signs of Parkinson's can be subtle and are often mistaken for other health issues. Recognizing these signs early can lead to a quicker diagnosis and more effective management of the disease. One of the first signs of Parkinson's is often a slight tremor, usually starting in the hand or fingers. However, not everyone with Parkinson's experiences tremors. Other early signs include changes in handwriting, known as micrographia, where writing becomes smaller and more cramped. My friend George noticed his handwriting was getting progressively smaller and harder to read, but he initially dismissed it as just getting older. It wasn't until he started experiencing stiffness and slowness of movement that he sought medical advice, which led to his diagnosis. Another early sign is a change in posture or gait. People with Parkinson's may develop a stooped posture or find that their arms don't swing naturally when they walk. This was the case for my uncle Richard, who began shuffling his feet instead of taking full steps. He also found it increasingly difficult to get out of a chair, which he attributed to aging until his doctor identified these symptoms as early signs of Parkinson's. Facial masking, where the face shows less expression and a soft or slurred voice, are also common early indicators. These symptoms can be particularly distressing as they affect how individuals communicate with others. For example, actor Michael J. Fox, who was diagnosed with Parkinson's at the age of 29, noticed changes in his speech and facial expressions before he was diagnosed. Fox has since become one of the most well-known advocates for Parkinson's research, founding the Michael J. Fox Foundation, which is dedicated to finding a cure for the disease. Treatment options for Parkinson's disease. While there is currently no cure for Parkinson's, several treatments can help manage the symptoms and improve quality of life. The mainstay of treatment is medication, but other therapies, including surgery and lifestyle changes, can also play a critical role. Medications. The most commonly prescribed medications for Parkinson's are those that increase dopamine levels in the brain or mimic the effects of dopamine. Levodopa is the most effective drug for controlling symptoms, particularly tremors and rigidity. It is often combined with carbidopa to reduce side effects. Other medications, such as dopamine agonists and MAO-B inhibitors, may be used in combination with levodopa or on their own, depending on the patient's needs. For example, when George was diagnosed, his neurologist prescribed levodopa, which significantly improved his motor symptoms. However, as the disease progressed, His treatment plan had to be adjusted to include additional medications to manage the fluctuations in his symptoms. Deep brain stimulation, DBS. For patients with more advanced Parkinson's who no longer respond well to medication, deep brain stimulation, DBS, can be an effective treatment option. DBS involves implanting electrodes in specific areas of the brain to regulate abnormal impulses. While it doesn't cure Parkinson's, it can help control symptoms like tremors, stiffness, and slowness of movement. Michael J. Fox has spoken about the benefits of DBS in managing his symptoms, particularly when medication alone was no longer sufficient. The procedure allowed him to continue working and advocating for Parkinson's research despite the progression of the disease. Physical and occupational therapy. In addition to medication and surgical options, physical and occupational therapy are crucial components of Parkinson's management. Physical therapy helps patients maintain mobility, balance, and strength, while occupational therapy focuses on helping individuals adapt their daily activities to maintain independence. Richard, my uncle, found that regular sessions with a physical therapist helped him maintain his balance and reduce the risk of falls, which became more of a concern as his symptoms progressed. Exercise. Regular exercise is another vital part of managing Parkinson's. Activities like walking, swimming, or even dancing can help improve flexibility, strength, and overall well-being. Muhammad Ali was known for his dedication to exercise, even after his Parkinson's diagnosis. He continued to train and work out, which helped him maintain his strength and mobility for many years after his diagnosis. The importance of support networks. Living with Parkinson's can be incredibly challenging, not just for those diagnosed, but also for their families and caregivers. Having a strong support network is essential for managing the emotional and practical aspects of the disease. Support groups can provide a sense of community and understanding that is invaluable for people with Parkinson's and their loved ones. These groups offer a space to share experiences, exchange advice, and find comfort in knowing that you're not alone. For example, when George was first diagnosed, he joined a local Parkinson's support group, where he met others who were going through similar experiences. The connections he made there helped him cope with the emotional challenges of the disease and provided him with practical tips for managing his symptoms. Family support is also crucial. My uncle Richard's wife became his primary caregiver, and her unwavering support made a significant difference in his quality of life. They adapted their home to accommodate his needs, and she helped him stay engaged in activities that he enjoyed, even as his mobility declined. Celebrities like Michael J. Fox and Muhammad Ali have used their platforms to raise awareness and funding for Parkinson's research, but they've also highlighted the importance of family and community support. Fox often speaks about the support he receives from his wife, Tracy Pollan, and how it has been instrumental in his journey with Parkinson's. Similarly, Ali's family played a vital role in his care and advocacy work. Myths and misconceptions about Parkinson's disease. There are several myths and misconceptions about Parkinson's disease that can lead to misunderstanding and stigma. One common myth is that Parkinson's only affects older people. While it's true that the risk of developing Parkinson's increases with age, the disease can also affect younger people, as seen in Michael J. Fox's diagnosis at 29. Another misconception is that tremors are the only symptom of Parkinson's. While tremors are a common early sign, Parkinson's also affects movement, balance, and non-motor functions such as mood, sleep, and cognitive abilities. Conclusion: navigating life with Parkinson's disease. Living with Parkinson's disease is undeniably challenging, but with early detection, appropriate treatment, and strong support networks, individuals can manage the disease and maintain a fulfilling life. The stories of Muhammad Ali, Michael J. Fox, and countless others illustrate that while Parkinson's presents significant obstacles, it's possible to face them with courage, resilience, and hope. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into understanding and managing Parkinson's disease. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, with the right support and treatment, it's possible to navigate the challenges of Parkinson's and continue to live a meaningful life. Until next time, Take care.